Welcome to Harklow CEO, where high achievers evolve into purpose-driven powerhouses. I'm Casey Rossi, your integrative leadership coach. Join us to break free from people-pleasing and burnout, exploring mindset, embodiment, and soul alignment. Discover expert insights, success stories, and actionable tips for holistic wealth on your terms. This is where transformation meets the modern female leader. Let's go. Hello, hello. As we kick off a brand new year, it's essential to recognize the significance of beginnings. How we start something sets the tone for the journey ahead. Think of it as opening a chapter in the book of your life. And as we all know, a compelling start often leads to a remarkable story. Today marks the beginning of a new iteration of this podcast. We are transitioning from Women Developing Brilliance, the Spirit of Business, to Harklow CEO. I feel the new name is a better representation of who this podcast is for. People like you, the high-achieving woman who is ready for more balance, more living, and more cash, with less guilt, shoulds, and pushing. Whether you're the CEO of your business or desire to step into being the CEO of your life, trust me, you are in the right place for inspiration and actionable tips to keep you moving forward with ease. Sound good? All right, so let's begin with a powerful quote by Helen Keller. She says, "Your success and happiness lie in you. Resolve to keep happy, and your joy and you shall form an invincible host against difficulties." This quote beautifully encapsulates the idea that our internal state, especially at the start of something new, plays a pivotal role in shaping our outcomes. At this point, you know how powerful mindset is. And the good news is that despite so many of our external circumstances being controlled and manipulated, you, yes, you, still control your internal environment. That includes your thoughts and your feelings, which we know directly have an impact on your actions and ultimately determine your results. Now, let's dive into the science behind the importance of beginnings. Studies in psychology and neuroscience have shown that the way we approach the start of a new phase significantly impacts our mindset, motivation, and overall success. How could it not, right? If you know cognitive behavioral theory, you know exactly what that mindset cascade is, right? Our thoughts control our feelings, control our actions, control our results. So again, it's just reiterating that mindset cascade. It's so powerful. Research suggests that setting positive intentions activates the brain's reward system. I always say to my clients, we repeat what we reward. That's why I'm a huge fan of keeping track of our wins, celebrating often, and also not waiting until it's this ginormous win before we pat ourselves on the back, but literally program our reticular activating system. That's like the filter in our brain that's bringing in the stimulus that we deem important. It's filtering all of that. It's programming our RAS to look for the wins. So instead of scanning for all the threats like we're biologically programmed to, we actually get to be the software designer and program our brain to look for the wins, which I find so exciting. All right. When we approach the beginning of a new year, a quarter, a month, a day, or even a single moment with a positive mindset, our brain actually releases dopamine, and that is our feel-good neurotransmitter. This not only boosts our mood, but also enhances our cognitive functions, making us more focused and resilient. So I know that's important to you, and I want you to see how you can apply this science to your daily lives, especially as high-achieving leaders. So let's go ahead and break it down. As we embark on a new year, take a moment to reflect on your achievements and lessons from the past. Now, maybe you've already done this because we're just about a week into this new year, but if not, set aside the time and ask yourself what worked in the previous year and what needed work. Said another way, what went well that you'd love more of, and what felt bumpy that if you had a choice, you'd like to skip over or at least have less of. Just this mere reflection on these two simple questions can help you set clear, achievable goals that align with your vision. Beyond a one-and-done exercise, what helps you power this up is visualizing your success. I am not about busy work or just doing an exercise to check off the list and be like, okay, I did that reflection, because we need our emotion behind it. We need to pause long enough to get out of this taskmaster mindset and just plow through another to-do list and really start to engage our heart, tune into our soul, tap into our emotions. This is the secret sauce. And if you have been doing all the things and it still feels dry, if you have routines up the kazoo and you're still like, I'm not feeling it, I have a feeling that this piece is the missing link. So go ahead and paint the picture in your head and connect it with that big heart feeling. This intentional link will shape the narrative of your next 365 days. So that's kicking off the new year. So that's kind of big picture, broad strokes. What about a new quarter? Again, we're right smack at the perfect time moving into Q1. Doesn't even matter when you're listening to this, because there's always an opportunity to start again. But when it comes to starting a new quarter, it's an opportunity to reassess your progress and make necessary adjustments. It's a great chance to reflect and make sure that you're on track before months and months go by. It helps ensure that you're on the right path and that your aligned actions match your big desires, and most importantly, that your routines are in place to win. So it's not just enough anymore to have this pie in the sky big desire. And I'm all for dreaming. I'm all for those big, big, audacious goals. But if we don't have that framework, it's kind of like building this beautiful skyscraper on a foundation of sand. The routines are the framework that sets you up for that beautiful, solid, and secure foundation. So that's really important to make sure as you're architecting your life. One way to avoid being overwhelmed is to break down your larger goals into manageable tasks. This approach not only provides a sense of accomplishment, but also fuels the motivation needed to tackle more significant challenges. Little by little, day by day is a motto that has helped me stay in motion. Zooming in on a monthly perspective, use the start of each month to refine your strategies. So it's a great opportunity to just make small tweaks based on what you learned from your setbacks. It's an opportunity to commit to doubling down if there was something that you were winning at, that you were like, I feel really great with this. How can I lean even more into that strength? And then if you need to adjust or change your milestones, you have that flexibility to do so. This is really where your autonomy comes into play. The beginning of a month is like a blank canvas waiting for your strokes of brilliance. And so it's your opportunity to seize it with a purpose. Again, we're not looking at being robotic. We're really looking at tuning in and connecting with the emotional pieces. Your deep why, your vision, your purpose. You know, why are you here? What is your ikigai? In fact, I was just watching the Centurion Netflix documentary that was going into the Blue Zones. And one of the pieces in Okinawa, Japan, was ikigai. It was a crucial piece for how these individuals were not only living longer, but living better as well. And it was having that deep mission, so important. Each month has a new energy that it brings. It's fun to see how you can learn from nature, whether it's in the dark, introspective months of winter, or how she darts forth with vigor and freshness in the spring. Open your mind and heart up to learn from your surroundings and see what you'd like to integrate into your natural and cyclic flow. As we continue to break it right down to the importance of winning your day, each day is a fresh start, a chance to make a difference. Begin with a morning routine that aligns with your goals, whether it's meditation, exercise, or setting daily intentions. A positive morning ritual can shape the entire trajectory of your day. Now, this one is so key, not because it has like a social media trend, which it has in the past, but because it allows you to be in the driver's seat of your life. By being mindful of how you want to start your day and staying consistent with positive and resourceful activities, you ensure that you don't let your inbox hijack your mood and productivity. If you do nothing else, I really encourage you to experiment with this tip and then watch your personal best emerge. Finally, let's talk about the power of starting a new moment. And this may seem too granular, but I think it's really important. In the midst of our busy day, just taking a breath and resetting can make such a massive difference. Our life is made up of moments. Now, this is a very true and profound statement, right? Our life is made up of the moments that are in it. So a moment of mindfulness can recalibrate your focus and energy, allowing you to approach challenges with renewed vigor. So how will you string together your moments so that you architect an awe-inspiring life? That potential is possible, and it starts with intentionality. By consciously shaping how you start something, be it a new year, quarter, month, day, or even a single moment, you are laying the groundwork for success, and success on your terms. As a female high-achieving leader, remember that your journey is a compilation of intentional and empowered beginnings. Okay, my friend, I'm anxious to hear how this landed for you. I am always open to your feedback, and I truly enjoy hearing from you. If you found this episode inspiring, share it with your fellow leaders. And remember, your success story begins with how you start each chapter. Until next time, my friend, breathe joy.